All right, lastly for this morning on the testimony side, Sophia, I've asked her to come up and share a little bit of her story as she is new with us. If you are just joining us, she is our brand new worship leader, and this is her second Sunday with us. And so I asked her to come, and I kind of introduced her last week from my perspective, but I asked her this morning just to spend a few minutes just sharing a little bit of testimony about who she is and just the passion of her heart to be here, and she's awesome. And so I asked her to do that.
Thank you, Pastor Casey, for actually giving me this opportunity, because I think it's so important to get to know me, you know, because you don't know anything about me. You don't know what I do. And you're probably wondering why I brought my Bible up here, but I bring my Bible everywhere with me. Also, because I wanted to read you something out of it that impacted my life forever and ever and ever and ever. But just a little bit about me. I know, obviously, I don't have time to share all the nitty-gritty about me, because nobody likes to go back there, but I stand before you just a character that God created. I am definitely different, and I like to be. But I was born and raised in a Christian home, and my mom, you met her when I came and was one of the candidates for worship, and she was the powerful, worshipful lady to my right when I was leading, and she has been my rock since I came out of the womb. She has been my tower. When everything was shaking around our house, she was always that pole that just was like, trust in the Lord, Sophia. And I would be like, what is that? Why do you trust? And she was just so powerful. So to me, I just want to share with some of the mothers here that your children are watching. Everything you do. I watched everything my mom did, and it made me. It's a good portion of who I am today because I've watched her. And she has been a tower, a rock in my life. And so I want to give her kudos, even though she's not here. But I'm sure she can hear me because she's got spiritual ears. I swear, when I was a teenager, she can hear and she like heard visions of God. And I'd walk in late. She's like, you were out again. And I was like, no, you know, God gave her the, when I was a teenager, I'd lock my phone on my cell phone. And I, you know, I was into some nonsense. And she got up one morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning, God gave her the code. Okay. At that point forward, I was very scared of my mom. I was like, okay, God speaks to her. I am not playing around with this lady. So she's the closest to Apostle Paul I'll ever get. But she'll probably be like, no, stop that, Sophia, you know, because she's had her problems too. But she's not perfect, but to me, she's awesome. So just a little bit about who I was raised under, kind of added to who I am today. And other than that, I play a lot of sports, not anymore, but I did. I was on my way to sports. Now I'm just out of shape, and, you know, like, my cardio is like, so, like, you know. I'll play with you for like a second, and then I'll be like, all right, go find me some oxygen, and I'll be over here waiting for you. So, other than that, that's that. And then at 18 years old, I went to a youth camp, much like our youth are at right now, and it was called Donnie Moore Camp, and it was up in Chico, California. Chico fans? Woo-woo, Chico! Okay, the two back there, that's awesome. That pretty much sums up Chico. Like, all of Chico is here. No, I was kidding. But there's a little truth in every joke. So I went to a youth camp when I was 18, and I was actually a leader. So I like I said, I was born and raised in the church, so I never really left the church, but you know, never really followed after the Lord either. I just kind of went to church. And how many know it's easy to just go to church but not have a relationship with God? So easy. So I don't want to call anybody out here, but you know, that'll come later, you know, through the word of Pastor Casey and stuff. But let's see. Oh, camp at 18 years old. It was Donnie Moore, and it was a sermon on forgiveness. And I remember sitting in the back and not really wanting to be a part of the service and stuff. I was just kind of going through my own stuff as a teenager, and I was just like going through a big life decision. And at that point in my life, I didn't have a very good relationship with my dad. Him and my mom had divorced long before this, and so I was sitting back there, and I don't remember the sermon, but I remember what it was, the topic of the sermon, and it was on forgiveness, and the speaker was just like just unpacking forgiveness and just all the things that unforgiveness can cause and hinder and keep us from entering the throne room. Unforgiveness can hinder you from really just having that joy and that laughter in the Lord, you know, that we saw Dawn experience up here, and that was just pure joy, you know, but that overflows from her spiritual life. You know, that's not just like, oh, she's got crack in her coffee. Like, that's the joy of the Lord. And so I was sitting there, and he was speaking on forgiveness, and I just remember him. This is the all I remember. I don't remember any of the message, because how many know we kind of listen to, like, you know, 20% of the message, because the other, you know, 80 is, did I turn off those lights? What am I going to have for lunch? I wonder if that crock pot is turned on in the right heat, so it'll be in time. I don't want to step on toes. So we were in a service, and I forgot what he was speaking on, but I do remember at the very end, he goes, now, what I want to do is I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, Lord, I forgive. And we're going to all say it together. And at that moment, I'm going to stop talking, and I want you to shout out the name of the person that you need to forgive. And I was just like, this is so dumb, you know, like, I was a leader, you know, and I was just sitting there, and I was just like, I got my mom's faith, you know, like, it's cool, everything's good, like, we're okay, we're doing all right, you know, I'm not, you know, murdering people, so I'm doing pretty good. And I remember he said it, and he was just like, God, I forgive, and he goes, now say it. And I was just like, who do I need to forgive? But it was like my brain shut off and my heart just spoke for me. And at that moment, I just spoke, my dad, you know, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what was that? Like, I didn't even think I needed to forgive him for anything. You know, like, he left. What, you know, at my age, at my mentality then was like, whose dad doesn't, you know? And that's how hurt I was. And that's kind of a little bit of who made me today too, because I was just sitting there and I was just like, and he said it again. He goes, I'm going to say it again. I want you to scream out that name that you need to forgive and let God just take it. And he was like, God, I forgive. And I was like, my dad. And this time I said it. And I mean, I'm telling you, I just, from the very hardcore girl that I was raised up in, you know, I'm Latina, you know, so I roll deep. So the very tough outer appearance of me, like, at that moment, I just completely broke, and I fell to my knees, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I felt so, like, a weight was lifted off of me. And at that moment, I just felt like arms wrapped themselves around me from behind, and I looked behind me, and nobody was behind me, but I felt just this wrap, and I was like, I know exactly who that is. I know exactly who that is. And praise God. So just to finish up, wrap this up, was the moment that Sophia Acero died. And what I mean by that is the old Sophia passed away that day, because I found forgiveness, and that led me to then other areas of healing that I needed in my life and other aspects and doors that were just wide open for me to walk through. And God, since then, from the moment I came out of the womb, God had a purpose and a plan for my life. I didn't quite know what it was. I thought it was sports. But when that was ripped away from me, all I had was the cross. And that's what I look towards. What got me to this worship stage is because I believe that I have this vision in Revelations that talks about the angels worshiping God all the time, singing, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And when I read that, I get this picture of these huge angels just 24/7 singing, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, on the top of their lungs. And what inspires me every morning when I get on this stage, I don't take it for granted. So I just want you to know that I don't get up here unprepared or just because I have a decent voice. I mean, I don't sound like Adele, but, you know, I don't sound like a duck. So, you know, and I don't go up there and just take it for granted and just be like, boom, you know, I'm the worship leader. Just follow me. No, I want you to say, this is my heart's cry, just to let my church family know, is when I get that picture of Revelations of holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, I make it to a point where I can actually reach the ears of God and go past those voices of the angels and sing, okay, that's my heart. I want to reach the ears of God. And that means that I got to sing loud, not only with my voice, but with my life, with the sacrifices that I've made. I stand before you a broken woman, but I am made whole in Christ. I'm 27 years old, and I have never been happier than serving God for the over 10 years now, and like fully, fully serving God with everything I have. So that's my heart cry for you this morning, just a little taste of Sophia. I'm passionate about what I do. Those kids, I love to hang out with them, and I'm going to continue hanging out with them because those are going to be the ministers that are going to stand up here when my kid is standing in the crowd. And my kid is going to be, oh, my mom's stupid, but I want to listen to this person. And those ministers, your children, are going to be ministers to my kid. And I want them to know the God that they serve. So I'm giving everything I got. So I just, everywhere I step my foot, I want to just be poured out for Christ. And so that's how I live my life. And yeah, so that's all. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.